sanctions. Now, the U.S. president has ruled out making any concessions to Turkey to gain the freedom of an American pastor detained there. Donald Trump added that he is not concerned that Washington's tariffs on Turkey will hurt the European economy. The U.S. president noted that his Turkish counterpart has reneged on a deal to free Pastor Brunson after Trump persuaded Israel to release a Turkish citizen. Trump has imposed tariffs on imports of Turkish steel and aluminum in response to Ankara's refusal to free Brunson. Meanwhile, Turkey has lodged a complaint at the World Trade Organization against additional U.S. tariffs. Ankara says Washington's measures are inconsistent with the WTO's provisions on tariffs and trade. Now, to shed more light on that situation, we're joined by Lawrence Davidson, professor of Westchester University. Thank you very much, Mr. Davidson, for joining us on Press TV. Now, regarding this piece of news, do you think that the U.S. is moving down the right path, and will it eventually get the pastor freed, or how far is this going to go?
It's a very good question. I don't think it's the right path, but I think the pastor is a tool. He's just a hostage that the Turks have taken in order to pressure the Americans to turn over a Muslim, Turkish Muslim leader who they claim was behind the coup attempt against Erdogan. So I think this is one of those, okay, we've got this guy and you've got that guy and let's trade. But Trump is not the type of person who you can deal with that way. As your last guest kind of put out, Trump is going to do nothing where he doesn't come out the winner, or at least in his own view. So it's a deadlock. Also, the fact that Erdogan is in many ways the same type of personality as Donald Trump. You know, very arrogant and authoritarian, and he also is not going to want to compromise, and so you're in this deadlock.
Well, as you mentioned yourself, we've been going through a couple of stories before we started talking to you, and it seems that Mr. Trump has tangled up in this whole situation where. Well, he has to pick his battles correctly if he wants to get the results that he wants to. He doesn't seem to be doing that.
Well,
there's the issue of China. There's the issue of the European Union putting pressure, the extra tariffs on Chinese imports, and now Turkey. He needs all of these to be on board if he wants to put more pressure on Iran. How do you think that is working for Donald?
I think the man is lives in his own universe in many ways. I mean, his reference point is two-tiered. One is his own ego, and the other is his base, or the people he imagines to be his base, who are more or less, we glimpse this every time he has a rally, and we've got all these, you know, thousands of adoring people in the crowds. That's the base. That's the reference point, okay? So if he feels that he has good numbers or good feedback from this base, that's all he wants. He does, victory from an objective outside point of view, one that you and I would say, oh, you know, he got his way or something like this. That's not really what's important. What's important is that he puts out this tough guy demeanor, and the base, this quote base unquote, rallies and supports him on that. So in many ways, what constitutes or defines success for him is very internal and has no real reference point in terms of what the Chinese or the Turks or the Europeans do. I know that sounds crazy, but the guy is somewhat crazy.
Interesting point. Thank you very much, Lawrence Davidson, Professor at Westchester University, joining us live with his take regarding Donald Trump's policies.